message.
Oh, Black Friday.
The unofficial holiday where we collectively lose our minds over stuff. It's a day of deals, steals, and let's be honest, some very questionable decision making. We wake up at 5 a.m. or, well, let's be real, we never really went to bed because those deals started online at midnight. We're armed with a list of things that we totally need. A new blender, some socks, maybe that air fryer everyone's raving about. But by 10 a.m., we're standing in line holding a karaoke machine, a bedazzled cat sweater, and a bulk pack of scented candles. And guess what? We don't even own a cat. So why do we do this? Why do we fall for the siren song of Black Friday every year, luring us into a shopping cart full of frenzy and regret? Well, let's break it down. First, there's the FOMO. You know, the fear of missing out. The marketing geniuses behind Black Friday know how to get us.
Limited time offer. One day only. Act now before it's gone forever.
It's like they're daring us not to buy. Our rational brain knows that we don't need a smart fridge that tells us when we're out of oat milk, but our FOMO brain is screaming, what if I do need it? Then there's the void. Oh, you know the one. That deep existential hole that whispers, something is missing. And instead of sitting with that uncomfortable feeling or figuring out what it's really about, we think, maybe what's missing is a new 75-inch TV. Spoiler alert, it's not. But here's the kicker. These deals are not really about saving money. They're about spending money. You don't save $200 on a television. You spend $800 on a TV you didn't even need. Congratulations, you played yourself. So how do we keep from falling into this Black Friday trap? Well, let's go over some survival tips. Tip number one,
shop with a list.
Not emotions. If it's not on your list, it's not in your cart. Write down exactly what you actually need and stick to it. A waffle maker shaped like Baby Yoda, yeah, it's adorable, but unless you're starting a Star Wars themed breakfast cafe, it's gotta go. Tip two,
ask yourself the void question.
Before you buy anything, pause and ask, am I buying this because I need it or because I'm trying to fill a void? And if the answer is the void, step away from the cart and go meditate, journal, or eat a snack, something. Hunger and emptiness look surprisingly similar at the checkout. Tip number three, remember,
it's a marketing trap.
The whole point of Black Friday is to make us feel like we're winning by spending money. It's a game, and the house always wins. So your best move, don't play, or at least play smarter. And finally, remember this.
No deal, no matter how good, is going to give you lasting happiness.
That's an inside job, my friends. Sure, that new pair of headphones might give you a little dopamine hit, but true fulfillment does not come from retail therapy. It comes from connection, purpose, and maybe, just maybe, learning to sit with that void instead of trying to fill it with discounted air fryers. So, this Black Friday, let's do better. Let's resist that temptation to buy things we don't need and focus on what really matters, like not having to fight someone over a toaster in aisle 7. Stay strong, my friends, and if you do end up buying that karaoke machine, at least invite me over for a duet.